FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Phil Wickham, House of the Lord. Before that, birthday boy Michael W. Smith celebrating 64 years young today with his song that's almost as old, Friends. Good morning. It's 7:03.
Hey, you can join Nick at 10 a.m. today as she talks with Brandon Heath about his concert here at the Junction Center this coming Saturday, October 9th. Don't miss it. For tickets and more information about the Brandon Heath concert, visit JunctionCenterProductions.com.
And this morning, our very special guest from Hinkletown Mennonite School, our friend Melissa Beidler, is on the phone. Hey, good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to hear you and be with you this morning.
So great to have you on, Melissa. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, I always have to say hi to our bus drivers and our HMS students who are out and headed to school this morning and listening to us on the bus radios.
Melissa, tell us about Hinkletown Mennonite School, if you would.
Well, Hinkletown is a school serving students in pre-K through 12th grade. And just outside of Ephrata, between Ephrata and New Holland, we've been working with parents and partnering with parents for 41 years now. And so we are just really enjoy the way teachers can nurture students and students can explore their interests, their growth, their faith, and partnering together with parents and churches in serving and supporting our students. We have just right around 250 students this year in pre-K through 12th grade and have been enjoying the school year thus far.
That's awesome. And speaking of enjoying something, something is coming up this weekend. Our listeners can enjoy and at the same time support you guys. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We have our Hinklefest and benefit auction coming up this Friday and Saturday, October 8th and 9th. It is just a time where we really enjoy welcoming all of our community to come out and have a great weekend together. Tomorrow night, Friday night, will be our pork barbecue dinner. You can drive through, take it home, or you can eat at the school and enjoy the community there. There'll be some kids' activities, balloon animals, some cotton candy for the kids, as well as our chicken chase and family fun run tomorrow night.
What is
so
a chicken
chase?
If
your family enjoys getting out, you can come out and find out who is in our chicken costume, the mysterious chicken at our family fun run.
Oh,
that's fun.
So somebody dresses in a chicken costume and then they get chased? Is that what the chicken chase is?
They join the race, and so it's the chicken just encourages the younger kids, and the older kids really do like to get in ahead of the chicken. So it depends on who that mysterious chicken, the person in the chicken costume is each year, and how quickly our runners need to beat them in.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Hinkletown Mennonite Schools Hinklefest happening this weekend. Melissa, remind everybody where you're located.
We are off of Route 322 between Ephrata and New Holland. And so if you come out from the 222 and 322 interchange, you'll find us about 4 miles from there. There'll be signs along the road. And we are looking forward to welcoming all of our community, both Friday and Saturday, for the auction on Saturday and some great food and kids' activities then, too.
If folks want more information on the school or on anything that's happening with Hinklefest, the auction, and the different food things, can they visit you online?
Absolutely. www.hinkletownschool.org has all of the information, options for the chicken chase, registering for the chicken chase tomorrow night, and information about times that everything's getting started. We'd love to have you join us.
Hinklefest this weekend, Friday and Saturday, online, hinkletownschool.org. We're going to talk more with Melissa coming up in just a bit. Around the corner, Natalie Grant, Elevation Worship, and more music.